An archaeology project to find and exhume unmarked graves at a central Otago cemetery begins today. The delicate University of Otago task at the 150-year-old Dry Bread Cemetery near Omako will take about a month. The cemetery was established in the early 1860s during a gold rush, but faded away about 30 years later as the diggers moved on. We're joined by the project's co-leader, Professor Hayley Buckley. Good morning.
Kia ora.
Now, so why is this being done?
The main reason for the project is to assist the trust members, the trust leaders there, who are in charge of managing the cemetery, to try and assist them with identifying the unmarked graves in the cemetery. At present, it's still an active cemetery, and so they're wanting to know where these gaps are and where there's no headstones, if they can actually still use that ground. So that's sort of the primary aim. And then the secondary aim is for us to try and learn more about the early lives of these people who were living and working on the goldfields.
And what do we know? I mean, what are you thinking that you will find in terms of the people that were there?
Well, from our previous work in areas in Milton and Lawrence, we've found that these old cemeteries, they don't tend to sort of play by the rules in terms of what people understand with the current boundaries and so forth. So often we find graves outside of the current boundaries that are known, fenced areas. And and from our research, we've been finding a lot of very interesting information about their diet, their health. There's quite high levels of trauma amongst these people. It's a very dangerous existence working on these gold fields. So people experienced quite nasty accidents. And our work is also looking at chemical analysis of diet. So we're able to actually look at the different tissues, their teeth, which tell us about their childhood, and then also the bone tissue, which tells us about the last few years of their life, which was after they had moved here to New Zealand. And so we're able to see what their experiences were as children back at home, because these are mostly first-generation European and Chinese people, and then look at the changes in their diet and health when they actually...
Yes, I was going to ask you, will a number of them be Chinese migrants who are working on the goldfields?
Yeah, we've certainly found this in the Lawrence cemetery. The story is at Dry Bread is that there were four Chinese people interred at Dry Bread, and that they had been exhumed and sent back home under one of the two exhumation and repatriation projects that the Chinese did, the infamous Ventnor being one. The story is that they were exhumed. However, what we are finding with these old cemeteries is that usually the stories don't necessarily hold true. So basically, we'll be exploring the areas in the cemetery where there are no headstones to see where people are buried, if there are people buried there, and we may find more Chinese than what the local legend says.
I mean, obviously this is a pretty sensitive issue, isn't it? So how do you go about that? Do you have a ceremony before you start? What's the process?
Yes, so today in the afternoon there will be opening blessings from the different church denominations, and also we have very excellent and ongoing support from the Chinese community. So we will have Leslie and Maisie Wong helping with a blessing and honouring of the ancestors, of the Chinese ancestors, before we begin.
And the work itself must be, well, pretty full on as well, I imagine, for those doing the analysis.
Yeah, I mean, physically it's hard work, and all of us in the team are very mindful of the sensitivity and the honour, really, of what it is that we're doing. So we're all professionals, and we're all used to working in these kinds of conditions. So basically, as we work very, very carefully and methodically and to honour the people and ensure that, that while we're doing the work, that we're gathering as much information as we possibly can to make the work worthwhile. And then, of course, with this project and with previous projects, the people will be reinterred. So we perform the exhumations and take care of the people back in our lab and perform our analyses, and then they're returned back to the graveyards.
Hey, that's fantastic. Thank you very much for talking to us about that. That is Professor Hayley Buckley there.